This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May cleared a major hurdle on her proposal to leave the European Union next March. Her cabinet Wednesday gave its backing to the so-called Brexit plan.
These documents were the result of thousands of hours of hard negotiation by UK officials and many, many meetings which I and other ministers held with our EU counterparts. I firmly believe that the draft withdrawal agreement was the best that could be negotiated, and it was for the Cabinet to decide whether to move on in the talks.
The development comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum on whether to leave or stay in the EU. Ms. May said the 585-page draft proposal brings back control of Britain's money laws and borders, ends free movement, protects job security and the integrity of the Union. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. The EU's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, said the British government decision represents a decisive step ensuring an orderly withdrawal.
J'ai toujours dit que nous négocions avec le Royaume-Uni.
He maintained the EU was negotiating with, not against the UK, and the cabinet approval creates the basis of trust for negotiating a new partnership. The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 votes. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously voted to lift a nearly decade-old arms embargo and targeted sanctions on Eritrea. It follows the dramatic rapprochement with Horn of Africa neighbor Ethiopia earlier this year. The resolution urges Asmara and Djibouti, meanwhile, to work towards normalizing ties and setting a border dispute. Ethiopia, led by reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and Eritrea announced in July an end to their simmering border war and agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations after 2 decades of hostilities. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited troops deployed to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol as hundreds of migrants who set out in mid-October from Central America to seek asylum in the U.S. reached the Mexican border city of Tijuana.
Border security is part of national security. Our units are in a position to enable the Border Patrol's law enforcement operations. We determined that the mission was absolutely legal, and this was also reviewed by Department of Justice lawyers. It's obviously a moral and ethical mission to support our Border Patrolmen.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by week's end. Federal and state authorities in California toured the fire-ravaged town of Paradise Wednesday. Brock Long heads the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Unfortunately, everything that I've seen, this is just truly devastating and heartbreaking. It's one of the worst disasters that I've seen in my career, hands down. Bottom line is, about an hour ago, President Trump spoke with both me and Secretary Zinke with the Department of Interior, and his message is to take care of people, and that's exactly what we're here to do.
At least 56 are known to have died in major fires in northern and southern California. Dozens are still unaccounted for. Tens of thousands of hectares of land have been scorched, thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. The Trump administration said it hopes the U.S.-backed fight against Islamic State in Syria will end within months, but signaled U.S. troops may stay longer to ensure the IS group's enduring defeat. James Jeffrey is the special U.S. representative for Syria.
What we're looking for is the enduring defeat of ISIS, a reinvigorated and irreversible political process in Syria, led by the Syrian people and facilitated by the U.N., and de-escalation of the conflict.
He said the U.S. hopes to see formation of a committee before the end of the year to work on a new constitution and a withdrawal of Iranian fighters from Syria. Cuba says it's pulling thousands of doctors out of Brazil after questions were raised by incoming President Jair Bolsonaro about their training and contracts. Mr. Bolsonaro, who takes office January 1st, has criticized the Cuban medical program, which operates in dozens of countries, saying the doctors receive only a portion of what Brazil has paid to Havana for their services. Sri Lanka's parliament has voted out the 19-day-old government of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. The move effectively leaves the country without a prime minister and cabinet. The island nation in a political dispute since President Maithripala Sirisena sacked Prime Minister Ronald Rick Ramasinghe October 26th and replaced him with Rajapaksa. U.S. stocks fell for a fifth straight session Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones shedding another 200 points plus Wednesday to close at 25,080. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.